What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, I was all prepared to run through the current staff of coaches for the Broncos, which we can certainly get to. Zach did a wonderful write-up in detail on the new members of the coaching staff for the Broncos at DNVR Broncos, and we'll talk about that with Zach. But Zach, it seems like every time I'm getting ready to have you on, something else comes up about the Broncos that just leads us in a different direction. You're seeing the reports from ESPN this morning and at The Athletic, of course, that perhaps Russell Wilson wanted Pete Carroll out. He wanted the general manager, John Schneider, out as well. He wanted them fired. Wow, here we go.
Yeah, Brady, there's always something with these Broncos, especially with Russell Wilson. And this is not a surprise at all. We knew that there was a lot of tension going on between both sides for really a long time. And the Seahawks looked at moving on from Russ many years. They just happened to finally get the deal done this past season when things had really deteriorated. And then we did see Russ come out on social media shortly after that Athletic piece came out. And he said, I did not ask for either of those guys to be fired. But Brady, I think we can read in between the lines. I think there probably is some truth in between those. While Russ maybe not didn't necessarily go straight to ownership and said these two need to be fired, he probably made it very clear that it's me or them. Mm-hmm. And it's not the biggest surprise because Russ wanted to cook. And at times, Pete Carroll let him cook for like 6-8 game stretches until things went bad. And then Pete completely turned it around and said, nope, we're going to do this how we've been successful. We're going to run the ball. You're going to be an excellent game manager for us. But you're not going to be Tom Brady throwing, leading the league in attempts. We're not going to do that. So there was really friction there for really about the past 5 seasons, especially when Russ got word that the management was looking at other quarterbacks to potentially replace him.
Zach, I mean, the more we break into this, it does have that where there's smoke, there's fire kind of thing, because you and I've talked about this. We've all talked about this for, well, over a year now, the situation in Seattle, how it all went down. There were a lot of different write-ups about that relationship and how Russ wanted different things. Pete Carroll wanted different things. So when you hear this, yeah, maybe Russ doesn't seem like the guy, maybe I'm wrong, to just storm in and go, I want them out. But it could have been like a really nice conversation of, hey, you know, I just want to work hard and maybe the best is to have people that really believe in me and buy into me and buy into this situation of what kind of player I am. So he could have said it without actually saying it. And that's what I think you're alluding to, man.
Exactly. And just along those lines, while maybe there wasn't an ultimatum that was written out saying it's me or them, according to this report, he had this conversation or gave them this suggestion about moving on from both of those guys in February of last year. And then what happened? 1 month later, he was traded to the Broncos. So while it might have not been a it's them or a me, it was understood that it's them or me. And of course, the Seahawks decided to keep their management in place, move on from Russell. And 1 year later, I thought that it was going to be the other way around. The Seahawks look right.
Zach, you've covered the Broncos, but you've covered the NFL for quite some time. I mean, isn't this just, it just gets so bizarre. I mean, 2 years ago, Russell Wilson, I mean, he was in most people's tier one as far as quarterbacks, great guy. You're thinking he's probably close to the Hall of Fame. Maybe some people thought he was a Hall of Famer. A year later, we have learned so much about Russell Wilson. It blows my mind. Night and day difference compared to the Peyton Manning thing. Everything that was advertised about Manning, we got and more. This has felt like pretty much the complete opposite.
Boy, what a crazy comparison. What a great point, Brady. And you're right, Andy. When you mentioned Hall of Fame path for Russell Wilson, boy, he certainly thought, and probably still thinks, but specifically last year, definitely thought that he was a Hall of Famer, and he thought that he deserved to be treated like he was already in the Hall of Fame and be given just anything he wanted. And this article just details, once again, what we already knew about the power and control Russell Wilson had. And boy, did Russell Wilson, take advantage may not be the right word. Capitalize is probably the better word on a rookie coach. Having a rookie coach, having a team that so desperately wanted him, George Payton, the old ownership that was still in control when Russell Wilson got here, and Nathaniel Hackett, they wanted him so badly, and Russell Wilson capitalized on that by just taking all of the power that he possibly could. And one of the things that we did learn from that Athletic article, which I think is important, was we know that Sean Payton is going to not allow Russell Wilson's own coaching staff in the building. I expect that he is not going to have his own office on the second floor where coaches and management have their own offices. I don't expect that to be the case anymore this year. But what we learned from that was that Jerry Rosberg, while they didn't say his name specifically, Jerry Rosberg took those powers away when he took over the team those final 2 weeks of the season. And that shows you just the control that Jerry Rosberg thought was kind of out of control. When he stepped in, he fired two coaches right away, despite there only being 2 weeks left of the season, less than 2 weeks left into the season. And then he also took powers away from Russell Wilson. And who knows if this correlated to it, but Brady, Russell Wilson's last two games of the season were his best.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Maybe taking that control away was what really is going to help Russell Wilson. Now, in that report from The Athletic, Zach, it was also in there that, yeah, he wanted Sean Payton to be the coach. Well, Russ got his wish. First question, Zach, how much say really did Russ have? Because we're just talking about taking control away from him. Surely his phone call and his opinion of Sean Payton, how much did that really impact the Broncos' decision to hire Sean Payton, to trade for Sean Payton?
Yeah, from my understanding, Russ kind of did that on his own. He had a little bit of conversation with the team, but he was not influential in the team hiring Sean Payton. The ownership really loved Sean Payton. They loved, and one of the things that they loved between their two finalists, which was Harbaugh and Payton, was that these guys were going to have control of the football team, and they saw just in a few months last year what don't having control does to an organization when you don't have that control as a head coach. And they knew that Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh were going to come in and be able to have the power over everyone in the organization, specifically a franchise quarterback. But Brady, they did not hire Sean Payton just to fix Russell Wilson. They hired Sean Payton to fix this team. And if he can fix Russell Wilson, that's obviously a great thing. But if not, Sean Payton's going to be here longer than Russell Wilson.
It does feel like that exactly, doesn't it? Russell Wilson's, you know, great. If he works out, awesome. That's a bonus. But we're ready for anything here. If it works out, that's neat. We got a guy that maybe can make that push for Hall of Fame. If not, well, we got Sean Payton, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it as far as the next quarterback. Last one on this one. How much does this story really impact anything going forward? It's big news today, Zach, but is this something that's like, well, we all kind of wondered if that was happening anyway. Does it really change anything? Should it change anything as far as how Russell Wilson is viewed and such from not just the fans, but the coaching staff, the ownership, the management, and all that?
Yeah, not really. It doesn't change much in terms of here in Denver. I think this is more so of a story that's focused on Seattle in terms of Russ wanting those guys fired and then the Seahawks ownership, not just management, but ownership choosing to move on from Russ and keep the other guys. Here in Denver, we kind of knew all of the issues that were at stake, and we knew that Russell Wilson had to change the way he approached the game, not just on the field, but off the field as well, in the building. And we knew that once they hired Sean Payton, that was absolutely going to change. So the big takeaways is that, for me, is that Jerry Rosberg did come in and take that power away from Russ before Sean Payton even got here. And the second thing is that Russell Wilson has wanted Sean Payton for a long time. That would have been great last year, that there would have been a lot more, I guess, credence to that last year. But this year, people aren't as concerned of giving Russell Wilson everything he wants, because he got that last year and we saw what it turned out to be.
Well, for Russell Wilson, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And maybe Sean Payton could either be the guy that gets him back on track or the guy that kicks him off the track. We don't know just yet. A lot of other things have happened, though, Zach. My goodness. Vance Joseph, we got a former head coach back in the mix as the defensive coordinator. Sean Payton's replying to people on Twitter. You got a lot of coaches on your staff now. You got a really young quarterbacks coach, Davis Webb. My goodness. Where do we start here? First off, your opinion, Zach, on Sean Payton kind of clapping back to a media guy's tweet from Denver about taking so long to fill his coaching staff and yada, yada, yada. What did you think of that?
I'll tell you what, Brady, the fans absolutely loved it.
I think they did, yeah.
Well, was that a great thing for Sean Payton to throw out to fans? Now, when you take a step back, a little snarky, and you know the tweet stated some facts at first, the tweet that he was responding to, and then it did kind of take a shot. I shouldn't say it did kind of; it absolutely took a shot at Sean Payton. So he wanted to respond to that, but then Sean Payton, he backed it up, and the 24 hours after that, we went from a staff that was publicly pretty not filled out at all to completely filled out nearly. All we're looking for is a couple of assistants, a running backs coach, officially naming an offensive coordinator. But other than that, this staff is really complete. So Sean Payton backed it up, but that one was for the fans, Brady.
Bad timing of that tweet. I mean, you and I tweet, yeah. You know, and we tweet takes and all that stuff. For that gentleman who I, you know, whatever, I don't know him personally, but I haven't heard anything terrible. I've heard some things, but you know, as far as that goes, it's like, dude, the timing of that tweet couldn't have been worse, because it sounds like the staff was pretty much just waiting for the ink to dry on contracts before Sean Payton put it out there. So here it is, the big name on the list, Vance Joseph, back. People keep saying, well, it worked with Wade Phillips. I'm like, that was 9,000 years ago when Wade Phillips was the head coach. This was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's it. There was no one on the or there were no players that played for Wade Phillips as a head coach that were then
right.
on his team when he was the defensive coordinator when he came back. There was literally two decades plus in between. So, Brady, I agree with you. It's not unprecedented that this has happened before, but the situation is unprecedented. Fans still have that taste in their mouth of Vance Joseph. The Broncos have not got out of being a losing team since Vance Joseph left. Now, it's not all Vance Joseph's fault. There's been many other people to blame. In fact, many other people to blame when Vance was here for why the team didn't do well. But it's not like you've got now a good taste in your mouth since Vance Joseph left. And it's also not like Vance has gone and led one of the best defenses in the NFL since he's left. And then he's come back and people are accepting him for being this great defensive coach. No, the Cardinals were an 11th, 12th best defense for two of the years when Vance was there. And then they were a bottom five, the second worst defense, two of the 5 or 4 years that he was there. So it is a controversial move. And Sean Payton, this is a big time roll of the dice for Sean, not just on the field but off the field as well. This is probably the most questioned head or coaching move that I've seen my time covering the Broncos, and the reason is because typically when a coach is hired, whether it's a head coach, assistants, they get the benefit of the doubt, Brady, and fans love it for the first 6 months until games are played, and then when things go wrong, that's when they start to turn. About half the fan base, if not more, is already not liking this move, which you just don't see.
Zach, I got about a minute here. And obviously, when the rest of the staff gets filled out, we can hopefully catch up with you next week. But just the last one on Vance Joseph, was he his first choice? I mean, it seems so strange that would be your guy, knowing he was just the head coach here and it went badly. So the optics of it seem very strange. Was Vance Joseph his first choice?
I think it's pretty clear that Vic Fangio was Sean Payton's first choice, because that came out, boy, even a month before the Broncos interviewed Sean Payton, that he was looking for Vic. And then Vic, it was just a little bad timing because he had pretty much already agreed with the Dolphins. The Broncos couldn't pry him away. They also had an interview with Brian Flores, but before he interviewed with them, he took the Minnesota job. So Vance, kind of their third choice, I do believe, and from everything I've heard, Vance was their first choice among these final three, with Matt Patricia and Rex Ryan included. So in the end, he gets his guy, but it wasn't really his number one guy from the start.
Matt Patricia, there's still a chance that he could be on this staff, right?
Potentially, and more so of a defensive advisory role. It would make sense for Matt Patricia. A lot of people thought he was going to get a linebacker's job coach with the Broncos, but those positions have filled up.
Yeah, they sure have. Zach, my man, we went through the gamut today. I appreciate you jumping on, and we'll see what the rest of the staff looks like, hopefully over the weekend, and we can chat about that next week.
Hey, I love it, Brady. Enjoy the weekend, my friend.
You too, man. Zach Stevens, great work from him. If you want to check out a rundown of the coaching staff, I would suggest checking it out at DNVR Broncos. 11:52 the time. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. We've got the Isaiah Stevens Show coming up at noon. Looking forward to that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The trade deadline is come and gone. Can the Nuggets finally get to the finals? Hear our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.